Thanks very much, Tracy. And Phil Latzman here with Kelly Mitchell. We are with you until it absolutely matters here tonight, as long as it's needed to bring you the results of the races in our state and region that we have been following. And we could tell you that Florida in the presidential race is still too close to call, and I mean razor thin. Right now, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are separated by 0.07%. That is correct. Mitt Romney currently has the lead in the state of Florida with 49.6% of the vote, while President Obama has 49.5% of the vote. There are still reports of thousands of people that are waiting in line, especially in South Miami-Dade. If you heard our report earlier, 1,000 people, according to a reporter that is stationed down there, waiting at the Country Walk location. So it might be a long night before we find out the final results here, and those folks were in line before 7 o'clock. So we see, again, a dead heat, no call yet on Florida. As expected, it is a very close race. However, there is a call that is being made, at least it looks like it'll be made in the Senate race. We have not heard from the incumbent Bill Nelson, but we expect him to come out and accept the third term as the United States Senator, the Democrat, the only statewide elected Democrat in Florida, currently with 55% of the vote to Republican Congressman Connie Mack's 42% of the vote. Elsewhere, Alan West and Patrick Murphy in the District 18 race deadlocked in a very, very tight race that has gone back and forth. The Republican Alan West, the first-term firebrand who changed districts to go to District 18 with 50.6% of the vote. Patrick Murphy, the Democrat, with 49.3% of the vote. That's a little bit more than a percent in favor of Alan West. District 20, it's Alcee Hastings easily cruising to re-election there. And also in District 21, a fellow Democrat, Ted Deutsch, who represents parts of Broward and Palm Beach, easily going to be re-elected as well against two non-party affiliated candidates. In District 22, however, this is the congressional race of the night. Right now, Lois Frankel, the Democrat, is leading Adam Hasner 56% to 43%. It looks like Lois Frankel, the former West Palm Beach mayor, may win this open seat for District 22. We heard moments ago from WLRN Miami Herald reporter Christine DeMattei, who is at Frankel's headquarters in West Palm Beach.
Well, we are here at the watch party in West Palm Beach for Lois Frankel, and I don't know if you can hear the music. It's the song, Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night. And it looks like that is going to hold true for Lois Frankel. We just came from the warehouse where they're counting the ballots, and the absentee ballots show Lois Frankel in the lead.
And as we just told you, it looks like she will be elected to that spot. And in fact, we're expecting to hear in the next 20 minutes from the Republican Adam Hasner, the former majority leader in the House from Delray Beach. And Sarah Gonzalez is our reporter. She's with the Hasner campaign tonight.
Well, I've spoken to a couple of people and told them about the early results, how Lois Frankel is in the lead. Kevin Davis of Boynton Beach says he's not happy about any Democrat being in the lead. Anything. He talked about how it's difficult to be a Republican in this part of town now with the redistricting. It's more of a left-leaning district. But people are still kind of hopeful. They say that the night is still young. So they're holding their breath still.
And that is Sarah Gonzalez with the campaign of Adam Hasner. One other very interesting congressional race, and this one also could be a turnover for the Democrats. Joe Garcia, the Democrat, leading David Rivera in District 22. And again, this is not all votes in tallied yet, but then a lot of people still waiting to vote in that district, apparently, in South Dade. Joe Garcia with about 54%. And David Rivera, the Republican, has faced ethics charges at 43%. That certainly hurt him in his bid for a second term in Congress. Kelly Mitchell is with us, and while I've been spitting out those results, she has been watching other results around South Florida of note. Kel, what you got?
Well, hop up again, let's do to Palm Beach County and that question one, the county question one, and that is whether slot machines should be allowed in licensed paramutuals. Right now, the yeses have taken a much stronger lead, leading over the noes by 10%, 55%, noes 44% against slots. Back down to Broward, the state Senate District 34 race with 69 of 99 precincts reporting. Ellen Bogdanoff, the sitting state senator, the Republican, 53% over the Democrat Maria Sachs. She has 46%. In the Broward sheriff race, Alan Birdie, 44%. Scott Israel has 55%. So his lead is growing up there. And again, that's the same number of precincts reporting. Now, the school board race, the at-large seat that pits Franklin Sands, the former House Minority Leader, against Donna Korn, is a very tight one. 50% for Franklin Sands, 49% for Donna Korn. So that race remains to be seen. Now, one that had a lot of people talking this election cycle, even though it's not about people at all, and that is the Miami-Dade County Animal Services Program, otherwise known as the Pets Trust. This is the non-binding straw vote that would offer low-cost spay and neutering and other vet services to animals to try to cut down on the population and the cost at the shelter to take care of those animals when they get turned in. Yes, 63%, no, 36%. It just paves the way for the county commission to, at a future date, consider this.
And thanks, Kelly. Ashley Lopez with WLRN.org has been blogging about all kinds of stuff and continues to do so. And one of the most popular things on our website has been about the state amendments at WLRN.org. You authored that series. First of all, tell us how those 11 state constitutional amendments are looking, Ashley.
Three are not doing well at all. Most of them are not getting the 60% of the vote that they need in order to pass. Only amendments 2, 9, and 11 seem to be doing okay, and those are tax exemptions. One's for spouses who lost their spouse in a combat-related accident. The other one is for veterans. The other is a senior tax exemption. Those seem to be pulling really well, and they are around 60%, so it looks like they could be winning. But the other 11, which include issues from abortion, to, you know, religious funding, public funding of religious institutions, those are not getting anywhere near 60%. So it looks like only three, which is Amendment 2, 9, and 11, might be passing.
It was also the merit retention issue, a very controversial issue in the state of Florida. The Republican leaders were trying to basically remove three judges from the state Supreme Court. It was sort of a campaign, and then the judges fought back, and they were on the ballot this year. How are the three judges who are trying to fight to keep their jobs on the Supreme Court doing?
It looks like they might keep it. The AP has all called that they will. About 50% of the precincts are reporting, and they have well over 60% of the vote needed to retain their stay in office. So it looks like Barbara Pariente, Peggy Quince, keep on getting that wrong, and Fred Lewis will be keeping their jobs in the Florida Supreme Court.
If she was Cuban, that certainly would be right. Ashley Lopez, thanks very much for your time. We continue to look for that at WLRN.org. And I should clarify, there are people in line, not online. We had some complaints about that. In line in South Miami-Dade right now, waiting to vote. But before we leave you and get back to NPR, we wanted to hear some of the folks who we heard from today. Voters all over South Florida as they cast their ballots in this historic election. Here is a sampling of what they told us.
I wish Romney would win so we would have another, a better direction.
I vote second time in 40-some year. First one was Reagan, Ronald Reagan. Second one is Romney.
Well, of course, I voted for Obama.
I don't like any politician that wants to restrict the rights of women or minorities.
I'd really like to see what the governor's policies are and what the president's policies are.
I'm glad to see that there's so much interest in the election, but it feels like this is actually a really big choice this time.
And in the state of Florida, as we expected, it is very, very close in the race for president. And what we saw before was 0.03% is now actually 0.3% in favor of Mitt Romney at the moment. And again, it's going to be a long night. I think it's going to be a while before we call Florida. Mitt Romney with 49.72% and President Obama with 49.43%. Not kidding. Holy smokes. It's really close. So for Kelly Mitchell and Ashley Lopez, I'm Phil Latzman from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. We'll come back and break in with more coverage a bit later on. For now, back to our studios at WLRN.
President Obama is holding on to a slim lead in Florida, but there are tens of thousands of votes yet to be counted. Marva Hinton is in the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald with more on when we may find out who won our state.
Thanks, Wanda. In Miami-Dade, elections officials gave up on counting ballots last night, long after the race had been called for President Obama. In some parts of the county, voters were still in line well after midnight. Alfie Fernandez was one of those voters. She had already abandoned two other efforts to vote, totaling 5 hours in line during early voting. She waited it out to become one of the last voters in line late last night at the West Kendall Regional Library. She told the Miami Herald's Alexandra Leon the lines there were much worse than at other precincts.
I actually live next door to the middle school, and there were only like 20 people there. And the fire station, it was only like 30 people. At my daughter's elementary school, my friend went, and she told me she only waited for 15 minutes. But here, disaster. Every single day, it was like this.
Still, Fernandez said this time there was no doubt she'd stick it out until she finally got to vote.
Oh, yes. And everybody that was with me in that line, all of them stayed here until the end.
A deputy Miami-Dade supervisor of elections, Christina White, just spoke to reporters. She says she hopes voters still in line after the presidential race was called realize that their vote was still important. They will be tallying uncounted absentee ballots today, and results could be released by sometime this afternoon. This year, the Republican-led Florida legislature put 11 constitutional amendments on the ballot, making it the longest in Florida history. The lengthy and confusing ballot contributed to long lines at the polls. And as WLRN's Ariana Prothero reports, in the end, Florida voters rejected most of the amendments.
Voters threw out 8 of the amendments. Among them was a huge property tax overhaul, an anti-abortion amendment, and the so-called religious freedom amendment that would have lifted a ban on the state giving money to religious institutions. Voters also said no to an amendment that would have put the state in conflict with federal law. Amendment 1 asked voters to make it so the state could not force people to buy health insurance. However, amendments that gave tax relief for veterans, spouses of military veterans killed in duty, and poor senior citizens all passed. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Senator Bill Nelson easily won re-election yesterday. The Democrat defeated Republican Congressman Connie Mack. In the races for U.S. House, former West Palm Beach Mayor Lois Frankel, who is a Democrat, cruised to victory over former State House Republican leader Adam Hasner for an open seat. That seat runs from Fort Lauderdale to Riviera Beach. Troubled Republican Miami-Dade Congressman David Rivera was defeated by Democrat Joe Garcia in the state's 26th congressional district. Rivera is facing 2 federal investigations. We'll have an in-depth report on that race at 8:34. Weston Congresswoman and DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz easily won, as did Miami Republican Rep. Ileana Ross-Layton. And it looks like Republican incumbent Alan West of Palm Beach Gardens has lost to Democrat Patrick Murphy, but only by a sliver. A recount is expected in that race. You can find more news on the election with a full lineup of results at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.